You say I waste my time, but this heart here is mine, and to follow it should never be a crime.
It's Pirate RC. I'm in downtown San Diego at Bondi Bar with Lindsay Young, who just performed. How you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
There's so much this world is offering. The scent of summer is
performing downtown at an Australian bar. Is
yes.
this one of the smaller places you played, or what do you think as far as that goes?
Yeah, it's one of the smaller places. I've been here before. I did not know that they had live music. It's a newer thing. They just started hosting local music, and I booked it through Listen Local, and it was a lot of fun. I liked it.
Yeah, cool. Right now, and on your album too, you're featuring yourself on keyboard and ukulele.
Yes.
Do you play any other instruments, or?
Not really. I kind of mess around on guitar, and but no, I would say no. I can play shaker.
A love like this is rare.
As far as, like, looking at ukulele versus guitar, like, what's the difference? Is they both, like, some people would think, like me, for example, who doesn't play either, would think, well, they're probably pretty similar.
No, they're not. I mean, they are, of course, because they're both, you know, stringed instruments, but the ukulele is four-stringed. It's actually tuned differently as well. It's not considered a small guitar. A lot of people think it is. So it is different, although I'm sure that for a guitarist playing one, it probably feels like a small guitar as they're playing it, but the chord structures and everything are different since it's tuned differently. So similar yet not.
Yet not. And you've lived in Hawaii, or you're from?
I wish. No, I'm slightly obsessed with Maui.
Okay.
And I go back as often as I possibly can. A lot of the inspiration for the album stemmed from Maui. And so I'm there a lot, as much as I can be.
Inspired by Maui and Hawaii, is that what brought you to play the ukulele? Or
yes.
Had you?
Yeah. Okay. I definitely like a lot of Hawaiian music, and I love the instrument. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And so I bought one when I was over there one year. Actually, I bought a pretty crappy one, but I liked it because it had the sound hole was in the shape of a sea turtle. So I had to buy it, even though it was a crappy one. And I mean, a couple months after I bought it, it wouldn't hold tuning.
Right.
So it's basically a decorative item. And then when I went back again, I got a real one. And this time it's a very nice one. So
I remember getting, my mom would go to Hawaii and get me the one that had Hawaii written on it.
Right.
Cursive,
really,
and all that.
Yeah. You can get a really cheap one or a very, very nice one.
Yeah,
so
that could be why I never learned to play it.
Probably.
So as far as piano, did you start, like, as a lot of kids do, with just, like, you know, learning just, like, the basic Ode to Joy type stuff and just, like, you know, right hand, left hand, all that, or did you kind of just take to it right away?
No, well, I was forced, like a lot of Asian children, to learn piano, and I didn't like it very much when I was younger. And I took lessons, I forget for how long, and then I dropped it. And then, of course, now as an adult and somebody who I respect songwriting, and of course I love songwriting, and so I wanted to get back into piano, but then I was so angry at myself for having dropped it for a while because I had to relearn. And So yeah, I did start out taking some lessons as a child and that kind of a thing.
Were you doing the, was it Suzuki method or something? Or were you stuck with like that whole like crazy, like hardcore thing? Or was your parents
No, it wasn't crazy hardcore. It was the normal, like start at the beginning and yeah.
Yeah, for
good. And I went once a week to my piano teacher's house and that kind of thing.
Did you practice a lot the night before to make sure you...
Oh, pretty, yeah.
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 Okay. I got that. So... As an adult getting back into it, did you just try to pick it up or did you end up taking lessons again?
I ended up taking lessons again, and a lot of it was, I had taken a lot of theory, both inside and outside of school, and so piano to me is very natural as far as chord structures and things like that, so, but then I also did want to kind of brush up on my technique and also get into playing a little bit more of the... I'm also, you know, I try to balance it and try to learn some classical pieces and things like that. So yeah, I did get back into lessons as well.
That's cool. And just talking about, I guess, technique, this isn't really technique, but you play barefoot.
Yeah.
And so is that something just that you've kind of developed over the last couple of years, or are you just more comfortable in general that way?
I am definitely more comfortable. I tried a few times to wear shoes and it didn't work. My pedal... For any pianists that will be listening to this, they will know that when you try to play with shoes, there's something about playing with shoes that pushes the pedal, so every time you press the sustain pedal, it goes farther and farther away from you. And I learned that when I don't play with shoes, that I don't have that problem. So it just works out nicely. So I never, even when I play really formal events, I don't wear shoes. So, one of those things. People think I'm being some kind of free spirit, but no, it's actually a little bit, I guess, slightly because it's more comfortable, and then to prevent the pedal problem. I actually had to stop in the middle of a song one time because the pedal went so far forward that, and then from then on I said, forget it.
No more shoes.
No more shoes.
Makes it easier to pick out your shoes, really.
Exactly. I don't have to worry about that part of my outfit.
Which is good. So, did you start out like writing poetry and stuff like that?
I mean, basically I've been singing since I was a child. And so when I figured out that I wanted to start writing, any kind of lyrics that I wrote, I always knew that those would go toward a song. So I never wrote poetry separate from wanting it to be put to music, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Did you do any like musical theater? You have a very strong voice.
Yeah, I did musical theater.
Okay.
I did. My first gig was actually when I was 5, and I performed at Starlight Bowl in Balboa Park.
Yeah, with the planes flying.
With the planes. So yeah. Yeah, they have the little... when you're on stage, they have lights in front of you, and when it turns red, that means a plane's coming and everybody pauses. So anybody who's seen a show there knows what I'm talking about. But yes, I was 5, and I was the little girl in South Pacific, and that was the beginning of everything, I guess. And yeah, I did throughout. In high school, I did some musicals and that kind of a thing.
So did you end up going to college and doing theater, or did you...
I was always taught to keep school and music separate, so even though I took lessons and things like that, it was always outside of school. So in college I did one semester of a bunch of theory and piano and that, and a bunch of music, but that was kind of an off semester, and then aside from that it was always non-musical things. So
when did you start performing as a songwriter?
I guess, well, I first started writing, I think, when I was around 12, and not long after that, I took guitar lessons, and my guitar teacher ended up, I told him that I was interested in writing, and so for a while there, I was performing out with him, and we kind of collaborated and did some writing, and so it was around that age, I think.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
Yeah, for sure. And so how many, like, LPs or EPs have you actually done?
I did one kind of experimental kind of electronic album a while back, and then, but I kind of, not to discount that one, but because it was experimental and I've gone, you know, back to where I was before with the acoustic vein, I kind of don't count that album. So basically two. I had one album before this one, which was Fusion, and that one was released in 2005, and then now I just released this one October 4th.
So, to me, just this newer album has a different sound than Fusion did. I think kind of more upbeat in a way. Is that, I mean, would you say that, or
mm-hmm.
is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of went?
I find that comment very offensive. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, or do you think the other one was more upbeat? So what kind of changed, or did you just change the subjects you were writing about now?
I mean, a lot of things changed. My last album was all a collaborative effort, and I wrote with a few other people that were also playing with me in a band. And so the entire approach was just different. And then for this album, I wrote everything independently, and I wrote on piano, and then, of course, a couple songs on the ukulele. And I think just, of course, every album is going to be different because you're in a different place in your life.
Yeah.
But I feel like this album is just a very pure reflection of who I am and where I am right now. And so of course it's going to be different for all those reasons.
Yeah, definitely. So what song was the greatest challenge for you?
To record?
Yeah.
There's a song on the album called Providence, and I believe it's track 7. And for whatever reason, I co-produced the album with a local producer named Keith Orphanides. And for whatever reason, we had a really hard time with that song. I think that we recorded it 3 different times before we got it right. And we tried all these different things. And you know, the purpose of production is, in my opinion, to bring out the full potential of a song. Of course, when I write on piano, you know, the most stripped down version is the melodic line, you know, my singing, and then the chords and the arrangement that I put together on the piano. And then all the production that goes around it, in my opinion, is supposed to bring out the full potential of the song and to take it to a place that makes it as beautiful as it can possibly be. And so our first couple tries just did not work. So if he listens to this, he'll be laughing. And so that one ended up being the most challenging one, and I can't really tell you why.
That's how it went?
That's just how it went.
Which song are you enjoying performing live the most at this point?
I love playing the ukulele songs. I feel like they're also received the best. People get super excited when I bust out the instrument. Everybody's face lights up, and at my CD release show, I actually had people sing along with me, which was really... I've never asked people to do that before. I've been to shows, of course, where people ask that, but I've never had the guts to ask for... Because, you know, everybody's worst fear is asking the audience to participate, and then they don't. But it was a lot of fun, and so those are definitely... it's always a highlight of the shows when I play the ukulele songs, and then... I love playing Away From It All, which is the first track on the album. That one is just, it's really fun to play.
Like your computer to add other sounds in, or are you just kind of going for the really stripped down, like you said, versions?
when I'm writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I write, I usually envision things, of course,
uh-huh.
and I kind of know what direction most of the time that I want to go in, but I never do that part myself. I go into the studio and then figure that part out then. But yeah, usually when I write, it's just the stripped down piano part or the ukulele part, and then of course the lyrics and melodic line.
So what are your plans with this album, and what, like, I guess what goals do you have? Are you gonna try to get on a tour, do your own tour, or do you know?
Yeah, I definitely wanna start playing more. Of course, it's difficult because most of us musicians have to maintain a day job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my goal is just to get it out there. I would like, you know, as many people as possible to hear the music. I'm really proud of the album. I love it. And so I want to get it into as many people's hands as possible. And I would love any opportunity to get any of the songs in film or television,
mm-hmm.
of course. In my genre, when that happens, people are kind of catapulted into great success. So that would be amazing if that could happen. And yeah, I would like to play out more. A friend of mine who's also a singer-songwriter is finishing up an album soon, and so I'm hoping that we can plan some kind of mini tour things, which would be good.
Great. Okay, so I just want to ask you about, I guess, do you have any people who you think are influences right now, who like are artists that are, you know, like just your contemporaries right now that you kind of really enjoy listening to, or?
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like with some people, they always, people come up to them and say, oh, you remind me of, or you sound a little bit like, but I don't get that very much,
mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. And that's almost helpful sometimes because then it helps people to, you can say it back to people, well, I've been told that I sound like this or this. But I really enjoy Sarah McLachlan.
Okay.
I think she's amazing. I own a lot of her albums. I really enjoy Jack Johnson and that kind of more laid back vein. I love Iz, if you're familiar with Iz. He's a Hawaiian singer-songwriter. So yeah, you know, just, you know, all of the singer-songwriters nowadays, I think we all kind of influence each other to a certain extent. So I love the genre. I listen to a lot of other things too besides the singer-songwriters. But if I had to pick people, you know, within my vein, I also love Tori Amos, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a little bit of, handful.
Yeah, for sure. So I just want to ask you about a couple of, like, your musical first. We've talked about when you first performed, but what was the first album that you bought that you can say that you actually had, like, a say in owning? Because I know our parents buy us a lot of embarrassing things. But...
Oh, that I had a say in owning. Wow. I don't know if I can go that far back. Because, yeah, of course, I remember listening to my parents' CDs, and then I remember, I guess, in middle school?
Yeah.
Was when you start to say, I want to buy this CD. Oh, God, it's kind of embarrassing. I remember I really wanted Janet Jackson's album. The one where she's naked and the guy's holding her boobs on the cover. Which album? That's the Janet album. And I remember I loved that album. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Even though, actually, that's a classic album. I shouldn't say
it
that.
It is. No,
I love that album.
It's cool, for sure.
But it's just funny that it's, you know, you wouldn't expect that. I remember I liked Salt and Pepper in middle school. Who else? I mean, I do remember very specifically, I was very, very profoundly influenced and just inspired by Alanis Morissette
mm-hmm.
when she first came out.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved her. And she was kind of one of the sources of inspiration that made me want to start writing because it was just so empowering to listen to her music and realize that those were her words and she was, you know, speaking from an autobiographical standpoint.
Yeah.
So I do remember being very into her, but that was kind of, when was that? I don't know.
That was like, I want to say,
I don't know if I
want to
say, because then people can, I don't want to say what grade I was in because then people can try to figure it out. No, just kidding.
I think it was about 95 or something like that though.
Yeah, so I remember I loved her and the whole Lilith Fair phenomenon.
Yeah.
I loved all that.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and do you remember what the first show was you went to? First, like, live show, like, concert?
Oh. The first? I don't know if I remember the very first one. But I do remember going to concerts with my mom.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't know which one was first, but I remember we saw Anita Baker.
Oh, man. See, that's the...
And we saw, like, the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Linda Ronstadt. And those were all kind of going with mom concerts.
Yeah, Anita Baker's the ultimate mom one,
yes.
I think. Every mom loved her.
Definitely. Definitely. But I don't know if I can remember the exact first one.
Yeah. But still, those are about... Yeah.
Those are about right.
Yeah. Those sound good. Those sound good. Do you ever cover any songs at this point?
I feel like I should more. I kind of want to get into more recording videos and uploading them on YouTube, like, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people do. Helps you to get more hits, and, you know, it's fun to cover songs. I just learned a Rachel Yamagata song the other day.
Oh, cool, yeah, and, she just put out her...
Yeah, I learned a Joni Mitchell cover not a while back. I love to do Christmas songs, if those count.
Yeah.
Of course they count. But yeah, I need to learn more covers. Definitely. I haven't incorporated them into my live show in a really long time. So.
Yeah. So the other thing is, we're piratepods.com. Do you happen to have a pirate joke, or can you give us, like, a pirate shout-out?
Oh, shoot. I wish I knew. I could have looked one up ahead of time. Gotta give me some warning. I don't know any good pirate jokes. Although I did see a lot of good pirate costumes of little kids on Halloween.
Yeah, the kids do good, a little like
There was a little boy walking around the whole time. Arr. And actually, not this is totally random, but I saw a little boy and I thought he was dressed up as a dinosaur, and I pointed at him and I said, okay, no, he's a dinosaur, and he got pissed. And he looked at me and he went, I am not a dinosaur, I am a dragon. And he was so angry, it was really funny. Anyway, that was a tangent. I do not know any pirate jokes. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Young, you guys.